course, the fanfare we play once a week here on Main Street. It's time for our movie review with Matt Olien. Matt, I think we should have played Somewhere Over the Rainbow to preview what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about Wicked, of course, one of the blockbuster movies of the year. Matt, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, let's play the trailer for Wicked.
Are people born wicked? Or do they have wickedness thrust upon them? You're green.
I am.
Welcome, new students, to Shiz University.
Miss Elphaba.
You can room with Miss Galinda.
Oh, popular. I know about popular.
Oh, I saved you some space, by the way.
Do you really think this is fair?
I do not. I was promised a private suite. But thanks for asking.
Please, everyone take your seats. In today's Oz, a real sorcerer who possesses true magic has become all too rare.
Absolutely remarkable.
That was you who made all that happen. How did you do it?
I don't know. I've never known.
You, come with me.
Of course.
Not you. You.
You're the one the wizard has been waiting for.
Galinda?
Ew! I know. It's my granny's. I'd give it away, but I don't hate anyone that much.
Hey!
You should join us tonight. And don't tell me you have nothing to wear. Because you could wear this.
Something has changed within me.
She doesn't give a twink what anyone thinks.
Something is not the same.
Of course she does. She just pretends not to.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz summons you to the Emerald City.
Come with me.
What?
To meet the wizard.
Why couldn't possibly? This is your moment. I'm coming.
Bad is happening in Oz.
The best way to bring folks together is to give them a real good enemy.
You have no real power.
That's why I need you.
Don't let her get away, this wicked witch.
I'm not afraid. It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
Matt, this movie grossed a ton of money. People seem to like it. What's your take?
$114 million domestic. Gladiator 2 did $55 million. They were calling it the Glicked Weekend to try to do the Barbenheimer situation from last year. So obviously Wicked, the bigger hit. I like this better than I thought I would. I was really skeptical going into this. I thought the CGI would overwhelm it with the production design and things like that. But the director, John M. Chu, who's also directed In the Heights, which was a musical as well, and also Crazy Rich Asians, so he's got a good flair for directing musicals and a lot of cast members, and it keeps it going well. Now, this is Wicked Part 1. There's going to be a Part 2, so when you get to the end of this movie, understand there's more coming, and it's 2 hours and 40 minutes on its own as Part 1. But I don't think the action really ever flagged. I think the musical numbers come off, the popular number, the song Popular, that Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande sing. really comes off. Jonathan Bailey as Prince Pharaoh has a really good number with a lot of good choreography in it. So I liked it better than I thought I would. Very good film. Of course, it's based on the stage musical with the music by Stephen Schwartz, lyrics by Winnie Holzman, and it's all based on a 1995 book by Gregory Maguire called The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West. So the story starts with Elphaba, who becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. She's green, played by Cynthia Erivo. She comes to Shiz University and meets Galinda, who will, of course, end up being the Good Witch that we all remember from The Wizard of Oz. That's played by Ariana Grande. Both of these actresses can really sing. Cynthia Erivo was a Broadway star, a stage star. This Shiz University, it's a little vague what the kids are taught there, but it feels like a Hogwarts Harry Potter situation where they're trying to create magic and spells and, you know, who's got the power. And clearly, Elphaba has powers that other students there do not have. So they form this kind of uneasy friendship where, you know, Galinda is the popular student, of course, and, Elphaba being green, not as popular. But they do form this kind of uneasy alliance as roommates, and that's really the crux of the film is their relationship as it grows. And Cynthia Erivo gives the performance of the movie. She's sympathetic as Elphaba. She's, you know, not someone that you think is going to end up being this Wicked Witch of the West. There's a lot of things that go into this and a lot of surprises that will kind of turn her into the character we will expect her to be. But their relationship is really good. Both actresses are great. I expect Oscar nominations for both. Now, what they will they put them both in the lead category, which makes sense. But we found in recent years, Craig, that the studios don't like to do that. They like to give someone a better chance by putting them in supporting. I can see Ariana Grande being put in the supporting role, which is ridiculous when you watch the movie. They are certainly co-leads. The songs come off. The numbers come off. I didn't think the CGI overwhelmed it as much as I thought it would be. Jeff Goldblum plays the Wizard of Oz, barely in it. Let me just put it that way. He's probably going to be in part two a lot. I expect Prince Fierro to be in it a lot in part two. He's a key character too as you watch this movie. Can't say why, but he's, you know, comes to Shiz University and he's handsome and he's got a British accent and all the girls like him and Galinda likes him and everybody likes him, and you'll have to see what happens with that. So I found the film to be emotionally, it works on an emotional level where you feel for Elphaba. She's the sympathetic character in the movie, even though we know kind of what's going to happen. And the numbers come off, and this film took a long time to make too, Craig. This was way back when, over 10 years ago, they started trying to make this movie, a very long gestation period. But I think the wait was worth it. I expect a bunch of Oscar nominations. Maybe it's not the all-time great movie musical like Singing in the Rain or West Side Story or My Fair Lady or Cabaret might be, but the public certainly took to it. The theater was full when I saw it. And despite a couple of odd kind of negative reviews out there, it's pretty positive.
You mentioned the songs that are in the show that are great. They're very popular. Where do you come down on singing at the movies or being quiet and just let the professionals do their work?
Oh, and there was no singing. This is opening weekend. People aren't going to be rude and start singing the songs at the movie. I'm not as familiar with the songs as others because I have not seen the Broadway play. So let me just say in my review, I have not seen the stage show, so I don't have that to compare it to. But what I'm finding too is a lot of people that saw the stage show do like the movie. Also, we have cameos by Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel, who were the original Galinda and Elphaba on Broadway. So that's fun to see as well. I think it's much better than I thought it would be. Michelle Yeoh is in it as Madame Morrible. She's the dean of Shiz University. Just understand when you watch this movie, Erivo is the key to the movie. She's the key. She pulls this performance off. Look, it's a great part. If you can sing, it's a great part. She's under heavy makeup, so there's that working for her as well. But I think she's going to be, you know, right in the mix for winning the Best Actress Oscar, possibly.
Some critiques say the movie's too long.
It's long, but they want to get all the numbers in. They've got to push the drama that's going to result, which we know by part two is she's going to be the Wicked Witch of the West, right? She's going to be evil or perceived as evil. And I think that's the message of this movie, is it's okay to be different. That's the strong messaging here. And sometimes people can be pushed into being something they did not intend to be. So just keep an eye on that as you're watching this movie. Understand a lot of things are going to unfold. And that's it's done very well. Again, I really want to credit the director, John M. Chu. This could have been a bloated, overdone musical like Cats. The Cats, the movie, was so bad, right? And musicals sometimes don't come off on the screen. But I would say, in general, this one comes off.
Matt, is this a movie that's just great for families, would you say?
Yeah, I think you can take family to this one. There's certainly some dark moments, without question. Even the original Wizard of Oz, you know, kind of scared us with the flying monkeys and the witch. Margaret Hamilton played the witch, of course. But I think it's definitely a family crowd pleaser film. As you know, Craig, I had my fangs out on this one. I was not wild about the casting. But Ariana Grande, you know, she's a pop star. She pulls off Galinda, I think, really well with her acting as well. But Cynthia Erivo's acting is really good. It's all in her eyes, the sympathetic character. We sympathize with her, what she's going through. She's different. Everybody stares at her at the school because she's green. We learn the backstory of why she's green. There's animals in the movie that talk. That's a subplot that's very interesting as well. Just understand this. In the movie, what seems to be good sometimes turns to be bad. Like some of the people you think are good in the movie, just beware.
The take this weekend, you told us, was $114 million domestic. Where does that rank among opening weekends? And do you expect that to be almost equaled over the Thanksgiving holiday?
Oh, it's going to be bigger, I think, over the Thanksgiving holiday. If you give it 4 days coming up, I think it's probably, I think the word of mouth is going to be good. So I don't expect a huge drop off in the box office. 114 million opening weekend is phenomenal. That had to be what they were thinking, had to be what they're hoping for. So we'll see what kind of legs this has. I've already heard of people going back second and third times already. So that, you know, and I'm looking forward to part two. I don't know if they shot part two already and they're editing it. I'm not quite sure. I'd have to check on the release date of part two, but you know, you're going to want to stay tuned for sure.
All right, man, let's go to our trivia question of the week. The original Wizard of Oz was nominated for an Academy Award in a loaded slate of movies.
Great year.
We'll talk about that here in just a minute. Yep. Yeah. Which movie won?
Gone with the Wind was Best Picture. And
to me, when you look at this list, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Stagecoach, Wuthering Heights, this is just a banner year, maybe one of the best years, Matt, in movie history.
If you follow movie history like I do, this is the year, Craig. People have talked about 1939 forever. Everything came together that year. It's not just those five that you mentioned. I mean, there's so many great movies that year. Gunga Din, Beau Jest, Ninotchka, Love Affair. It's just a loaded year. And of course, Gone with the Wind was the breakout hit of the year. But Wizard of Oz over the years has probably eclipsed it, I think, as a fan favorite, probably because of some of the, you know, the politics of Gone with the Wind and, you know, the messiness of portraying slaves as happy in the film. I've talked about this on this show before. That some films need to be watched again through the lens of modern history, of course. But Wizard of Oz has probably eclipsed it, I think, in terms of a fan favorite.
All right, Matt, Wizard of Oz did not win Best Picture that year, but it did win two Academy Awards. Can you tell me which Academy Awards it won?
I think it was the score, right? The music adaptation, for
sure. That's one.
That's one.
Yep.
I'll say Gone with the Wind won like 9 or 10. It just dominated.
You sang the song.
Oh, for best song? Yeah, Over the Rain.
Best song.
Right, there you go.
Matt, Judy Garland won an honorary Academy Award as a juvenile for her performance. What was that about?
That was an award that was only given like 3 years in the late 30s, and then they stopped it. It was for, you know, actors and actresses under the age of 18. One of those categories that's long been discarded over the years.
Matt Olean, he joins us each and every Thursday, normally. Wednesday this week, of course, with Thanksgiving. Matt, again, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks, Greg.